We did that halachas of Hilchos Shabbos on page 98. Simon Ein Reish Beis Al Eziyan Mekachim on continuing the halacha of making kiddush on wine. On which type of wine do you make kiddush? By Yud Sifim, and there's 10 paragraphs. Sifal says b'chabe im kiddush al yain sheirichira. You don't make kiddush on wine that has a bad smell. Avakav derecha b'tamicham. Even though its smell and taste is that of wine, and loyal yain is a kitin taf nun megula, not on wine that was left uncovered. I feel like even in current times, we're not so particular about beverages left uncovered. Hagoy says Rama, but im kiddush al yain, you don't make kiddush on wine derecha chamra. That even though it's a Romance wine, but b'tayim echala, it tastes vinegary, says the Torah. Says Mishbura Sif Katan Aleph. Chaba said, Eim Akachin, you don't make kiddush on wine that has a bad odor. And that's a fil Eim Lo Yayin Acher, even if it doesn't have any other wine. A fil by the Evid. And even after the fact, Eim Kiddush, if you make kiddush, Mashma Dibri Ramban, it sounds like in the word Ramban, Shubi Beis Beis Yez, which brought in Beis Yez. But Lo Yotze is not Yotze. Fine, Be'a Locha, Dibri Maskel, Eim, Mekachin, that he talks about this. Now, b'mutl havdal yain kazeh, if you let him make havdalah on such a wine, I'm a chidush Reb Kiva Ege, shemistapik b'zeh, he's not sure regarding this, but lina repashet, hadavar le'esah, said Mishbur, to me it seems obvious that it's forbidden, kimin shadam, who assumes the whole reason why the problem, like Mishim hakarvein, nolabachasech, like the pasuk says, are you going to sacrifice such a thing to your governor? So the same thing is havdalah. Achkach m'tzaseh b'rechaz yesef, b'shakosek, again, he writes that, b'shem seve b'ez yud, that problematic for havdalah too. Now, pashet, it's obvious. The same thing is ala sheikha sheirichara. A beer that has a bad smell, also imakachin, you cannot make kiddush. Sivkar base, so you can't make kiddush on wine, sheirichara, that has a bad odor. Hainu, that is from a shriach, tzas, a little putrefied. Machma shemundach bekli mois, because it was placed in the repulsive vessel, which as the Shar Tzion Ois Gimel brings this from the Rashbam. He says, now this, you should know that what the Behetim quote, the name of the Shar Ephraim, the yain that's masrich tzas achar achavis, is not a new halacha, because that's exactly what the Rashbam explains, what we wrote. Like he writes there explicitly, and the writer didn't quote this inside the Mishnah Berurah. Now, he says, in certain Sfarim of the Behetim, it's written, yain shemariach, that smells. Now that's a scribal error, because it should be written yain shemasriach with a samach. And if it's not masriach, and if it only has a smell from after the barrel, that he says actually tzarachin, and maybe there also would be a shayach hakarvein b'goyimer. And he says, look at the Be'alocha, the maskal shereicha, where he discusses that. Now, continuing the Mishabru further, he says, even though it's such wine, you would make a barrel of and the even so, the kaddish has to make kiddish forbidden, mishum hakarvein b'chazecha b'goyimer, because, you know, it's not appropriate to make a koshal bracha to dvar mitzvah for Hashem, with such quality wine. Simkat and Gimel. Neither on wine that was left uncovered, even in current times, the lick of dina gilu, and why we're not particular about leaving drinks uncovered, because it's not common for us to have snakes, which would be problematic, because they drink the wine, then they put in their poison. Even so, also, it's still problematic, you don't give an uncovered beverage that was left uncovered for a while in front of a nobility. However, if it was left a little bit uncovered, in lakwara, no, that we're not particular currently, because as long as it didn't change over its taste and its smell because of being left out too long. Because Machayod Machayodim writes a dafka b'makom shayin b'yoke, that's specifically in a place where wine is expensive. So likapte kulahabi kilamud, where, okay, some people are not so concerned about leaving it uncovered for a little bit. Because it's expensive, and that people appreciate it even if it's left uncovered a little bit. But if someone makes kiddush on beer, where it's not so expensive, he is up as it should be careful even if it's left open even just a little bit. Now, in there it seems to be in la akhir, but it doesn't have anything else, in la akhir, but the abigam mashaykh, then you don't have to be particular after the fact, even by beer, from a beyond, just like by wine. Which Shar Tzion Ois Hay says that, because Magid Ram, it sounds like that he's inclined midino to be makel, even where wine is common, if it was left uncovered just a little bit. And this halacha is going Shabbos in the morning, because at Friday night, you don't make kiddush on beer, as we say later on, sif test. And it's definitely better to make kiddush on this than to remain without kiddush at all. Sivkot and Dal. The Ramah said, you don't make kiddush on wine, that even though it has the smell of wine, but v'tay mechala, its taste is vinegary. Because the basa time has limit, go based on the taste, k'chala dem, and therefore has the halacha, like vinegar, as the Shar Tzion Ois Vav says, that's the tour. And the Be'er Groh, he agrees to the opinion of the Tosis, that it's not possible to have this case, because if it has a taste of vinegar, for sure the smell is vinegary, even beforehand. But if it was such a case, it'd still be problematic. And since Mishnah Berurah further, Lakachal Kamen Siv Gimel, therefore later on Siv Gimel, but time Mechama, when its taste is wine, Mekachal be make kiddush on it, Avagav Derech Chala, even though its smell is vinegary. Now, but time Mechala Nikra, what's called that it tasted vinegary? Kol Shem Ne'odim Ne'non L'Shtoisim Mishnah Chametzusim, where people refrain from drinking it because it's too acidic, too vinegary. Ukomerish Kosev Sim Rish Dal Siv Dal. Because Achem Achren Right, Lachim Hetik Ramot Denzef. For nothing did Ramot quote this halacha, because the Gam Bei Pi Agavim Rabbi Achlam, that you don't make a bar governor on such wine. Kedisa Shem like his word over there, because you can change the kashim, but sure you're not going to make kiddush on it. But Sharatin Oyes test brings that the Magen Avraham tells the other Achrim agree that even if it doesn't even have a white film on it, not like the Bach that wants to be lean regarding Berachah Bar Gofen, if it doesn't have the white film on top. Siv Beis, Yain Megite, Siv Mechaber, wine straight from the flask, from when it was from the press, when it was just pressed from the grapes. Mekachlo, you can make kiddush on it. Veseichet Odom Eshkol Shanavim, a person could squeeze a cluster of grapes. Vaymelav Kiddush Shem, you can make kiddush of Shabbos on that. Siv Kon Hey, Siv Mishbura, Yain Megite, wine from the press, you could make kiddush on. It is a preferred mitzvah with aged wine. That is kishkvar all of our bar yom for already past 40 days when it was squeezed. Sivkan above and b'seichel adam, a person could squeeze a cluster of grapes and make kiddush on it. Now b'zash min revus tefei, where he's bothered that what is the kiddush? We're saying a kiddush with saying this more than the first half of the halacha, which the lashon of the gemara is soichet mekadosh, as the Sharatzin Oysid Bey says. Maybe he's coming to tell us another kiddush that's permitted to make kiddush when it's still daytime, which from Plagamecha onwards, because then you're allowed to squeeze and make kiddush right away, because obviously you can't squeeze the grapes on Shabbos itself. But says Mishbru, because Afshu Chadosh Lagami to tell us, even if it's totally new, Shizim Makar, Shizchotikam Shabbos, you just squeezed it right in before Shabbos, but even so, Mutl Kachal, you're allowed to make kiddush on that grape juice. Siv Gimel, says the Mechaber, Mikachin al Yayin Shabbafi HaChabbos, you can make kiddush on wine that's by the opening of the barrel, by the mouth of the barrel, Apishish by Kamachin, even though it has like the flower type of a substance over there. Hagos Shirim Al. Yes, Eisel and Kaddish Lov, but some say it's forbidden to make Kiddush on it. Elisan Netchil Lo Lavar Kamachim. Rather, you should first sift it to remove those that flowery type of elements. That's the Gemara. Mordechai Perkam Agapeis. Yes, Yisim named Archis Chaim Taisus, and says the Mechaber for the Bal Yain Shabeshul Chabas. You can make Kiddush also on the wine on the bottom of the barrel. Av Bishish Beshmar, even though it has sediments. And Bal Yain Shachar, you can make on black wine. Bal Yain Motik on sweet wine. Bal Yain on wine. The Reichel Chalav Tam Mechamro, that it has even the vinegary smell, but it has a taste of wine. However, mitzvah liber yain tip lekashav is still mitzvah to select good wine to make kiddush on. Says the Mishbura Sipkot and Zayin. Mechaber said you can make kiddush on the wine that's on the mouth of the barrel, even though it has Sipkot and Zayin Kamachin. I know that is Nikudis Laban, that has like these white dots, like flour. But if it has a white like membrane, then you don't make kiddush on it because of El Rabbi Restikashe Hisakrum. If you remove the membrane, ain't lachma, then you don't have to be stringent on that wine. Sipkot and Ches. The Rambam says some say it's problematic to use if it has this kamochen. You could make kiddush on the wine in the bottom of the barrel, even though it has sediments, black wine, and on wine that's musik, that's sweet. Now, but the sustenance from the fact that he doesn't specify, mashmah sounds like, bainshin is vashwa, nov, mechama, yusim, dai, whether because the grapes ripened very much in the sun, too much, or ladeza, and by deza, yan, motik, moedin, that's how the grapes become, the wine becomes very sweet. Whether it's very sweet because of just the type of grapes that they are, Shayan is a gurua, where that wine is inferior. Pasul Sacham, it's invalid for the libations in Beis Hamikdash. Tafalachi kash the kiddush, and as they're saying, even so, it's kash for kiddush. Fine, Baralocha, the Ramaskal, the Al, Yain Masik, where he discusses this further. Sivkot and test, and you can make a wine that has a vinegary smell. But Mukamaka mitzvah, hulu mitzvah, it's a most choicest mitzvah to select good wine to make kiddush on. And that is after Mikach, not called honey. Even though all these things that we describe are even like a tchila valid for kiddush, the most choice is a liber yain type to select good wine. It's good not to take just without knowing from any wine in the cellar for kiddush. Until you initially see that it's not ruined, so make sure you have good wine for kiddush. And the Ramaskal in Mekachin, Mechaber said you don't make kiddush on wine that has a bad smell, even though its smell and taste is that of wine. So he says, look what Rav Mishbur and Sifkot Nath Nim Dramban, that even the Evid you're not going to be ate with such wine. And that's it, brings us in the Sefer Bech Yesim, but he writes that according to Ritva, that holds that red wine is a mitzvah be'alma, even though the Gemara Rav responds to be stringent, maybe same thing would be here also, that you would be ate with the Evid. But says to be Allah, truth is not comparable. Like he himself writes over there, which the Dirshu 1 brings that you could be mechalik between the psul of white wine that brought in Yerushalmi, that the whole psul is only ketchila, and then we could explain the same thing by the Bavli regarding, but in contrast to the psul of Megula of uncovered wine, where it's not explained that the psul is only ketchila, and therefore you could say it's possibly but the Yevit. Now, it says to be Alokha, however, Lani's deity says you have to look into this because you think because of a kreveno lofa chasecha, that would be possible even with the Yevit, but if someone slaughters a meek, a weak carbon, weekend all for a carbon. That's also a carbon of a chasech. Like Rashi doesn't nechdav samach dal. Even so, but the eved for sure you can be yetsed with such a carbon because this halacha mifchan the derech, the choices of your vows. That's all mitzvah like a tchila. So maybe you say the same thing regarding kiddush. Let's say for this yain makula and this vinegary smell and this bad smell. And it says and don't say that if that's the case that according to what we're saying, it should be kasha also for nischa yain b'di'evid. Like regarding carbon, which is brought over here in the bottom, that this was the nusach of the Mechavetz Chaim himself is masakin in his sefer Likutei Halachos, and not how many old nuschos are. And as we found regarding the halach of a carbon, and we see in the Brice later on that it says it's possible regarding nusach and even the Evitz, it says it's possible because. Since it has a bad and disgusting smell, so chamor machmer to make it possible regarding this even with the eved. And he says the truth is you have to look into this very much because we find that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Truma Mizbeach that the reason why a treifa that's usher regarding mizbeach is because harkevin lo v'chasecha, and it's known that actually the issue in that Torah according to everyone. Look at the Mekes Meshni ones on the Rambam. Whichever way it is, we see that we pick this reason sometimes even by things that are markedly with the eved. So he said tzarchin if harkevin lo v'chasecha. Would actually be b'di'evet, you wouldn't be yetzim b'di'evet, it's only ketchila. The maskal ayayin, so B'chava said, you cannot make kiddush on wine that has a bad smell. He says, look at kiddush b'kvega that is not sure, according to what's brought in Beis Yosef, according to Ramban, so you don't make kiddush on white wine, even so you can make abdullah because not less than sheikha, than beer. Maybe the same thing is regarding all these things in the simon, even though you cannot make kiddush, maybe you would be able to make abdullah. Similar like a behate brings the name of Shara Ephraim. Says the Baalacha, according to my humble understanding, he says, not similar at all. Because over there, the reason why it's because of Abdullah is because even though it's not cold wine, however, it's not less than Chamar Medina, which is kasha for Abdullah. And it's talking about where the white wine is Chamar Medina, as Biargo explains, which is not the case over here, which the reason is because Hakabin al-Chasecha, so what difference would it be between Kiddush Abdullah? So that's why I found Bechay Yisim named Besihud that says it's Aser, and also this would be Kabeg is not true, but if it's permitted to make Kiddush Shabbos morning on wine that has a bad smell, for this reason also, that's not less than Sheikher, says Lanis Daiti, says there's no suffix, for sure, that would be problematic, as we mentioned. The Maskal Sheikher Ra, can not make kiddush on wine that has a bad smell. It says look at Mishabrua in Tzivkot and Beis. That means to say because it's a little bit masriach, it's a little bit putrefied. And if it's not putrefied, it just has, let's say, the bad smell from through the barrel. It says that I didn't find the place. Give me this look at Sharatzin, which he references as a tzarachin. It says afterwards, I found a little bit of a proof to be stringent from a Gemara Menachas Apevavim and Beis. It says you cannot bring wine from the Sachem, not sweet and not smoky. Rambam explains it within his beer, a Pir Shemeshnayis. The Ma'ushin, what's smoky, is that if this kli had a reyach, had a smell, that wine has like this hevel, this smoke, which is called Ma'ushin. And happens, his words are, in our wines over here in the West, it happens very much this blemish by us. And that's how the gears we have by us. The Tesis Yantum quotes that if the kli had a bad smell, if that wine has a bad smell, but says the Bir Halacha, our gears is primary, that's something from the words of Rambam Hilchos Truma Mizbeach, Halacha Aleph, which the Dershu 8 brings, because he writes over there not to bring the sachem, not smoky wine and not flour that got wormy and shouldn't mix in oil that has a bad taste or smell. And the Be'al Lacha is medayik from his words that regarding wine he writes Mu'ushin, whereas regarding Shemin he writes Rechara. Sounds like some Mu'ushin is not because of Rechara. So he says, look over there. Continues the Be'al Lacha, it sounds like that his kavanah is according to what we wrote. And since regarding the sachem, it's possible with the yavid because it got changed for the worse. So the kiddush also would be possible. That's the mukhah within the sugi and baba basa. That whatever is possible from the sachem with the yavid, it's possible also for kiddush. That even according to the place in the machshir when for kiddush when it's mavushal when the wine is cooked, even though from the sachem is possible, that the reason is like the rush writes because they hold the mavushal it changed for the better. So it's like mazuk, like diluted. That the gemara is machshir over there because it makes it what's called luya aliyah makes it better, which is not the case over here. But this all arises only according to the Pirush Rambam in the Mishnah over there. But according, if you can explain the Mishnah that Yaim Ushin smoky wine is like the pashtas, like smoky, like the other Rishonim explain. Look later on, right in name of Rav Kiva Eger, which Tirshanan brings that he brings his words later on Sefches. The Rav Kiva Eger explains that the reason why there's a psul of Yaim Ushin is because it changed for the worse through the smoke, and the reason why those are machshir is because it's not worse than cooked wine. So you see in its words that Yaim Ushin is that it got cooked through smoke, not wine that has a bad smell. So then you wouldn't have a right to this halacha. He says maybe that this also would have a problem with hakavin olav chasecha and it ends with a tzarachin. The maskal b'yayin matuk, another type of the wines that are you can make kiddush on, is sweet wine. It says look at mishbrua sukkot and ches, which whatever whether it's because of the sun or whether the type of grapes, and that's why it's sweet. It says I wonder because in Menachos Pezayin, Rav Asher comes out that Helist Yoin is kosher b'diavad v'nesachim, and that's because it's the effect of the sun that it's not disgusting, and it's sweet because of itself. It's possible because it must mean that the fruit was disgusting. That's the Rambam paskins. So why is it kosher b'kiddush if it's sweet on its own right, not because of the sun? So you don't have to say according to the Rambam that mevushal pasul b'kiddush because of psul of nesachim. For sure, here should be pasul even according to those who machshu be mevushal. They don't say ches. But we see that reason in Rosh and Iran is because they hold that through the bishul it got changed for the better, which is not the case when it's sweet on its own. The Gemara brings that chulia de peyumais. It's disgusting. If that's the case for kiddush, it should also be pasul. So primogodin that he touched on this in short, and his opinion is that those who disagree with the Rambam, it would be kosher. And he says, I don't know why, because the Gemara itself proves that coming out of Zutra, but Tobi is not on Yain HaListin because it's kosher with the Evan and the Sachem. That's the case with Meila, but when it's sweet on its own, that's possible with the Evan and the Sachem, same should be also with Kiddush. Says the Be'alach, a little bit what you could say is that we don't say it's possible regarding Kiddush, only something that something changed with it afterwards to make it worse. Like wine that has a bad smell through the kli, or wine that left uncovered, which is not the case over here, where from its creation it was like this from the beginning, we would not say it's possible regarding Kiddush, even though it's disgusting. But if that's the case, so why does the Gemara bring a raya on yain kushi, black wine that's kosher for Kiddush, because regarding the sachem is kosher with the eved? What do you mean? That's just how it was created, and didn't change at all. Obviously, the river gets changed for the better, where it's not changed for the better, it's possible for Kiddush, where if it's possible in the sachem. It says, and don't ask if that's the case, so why does the Gemara explain on wine that has a bad smell? I want to just talk about it's wine that's sweet from its own right. So he says you could say that the Gemara would not want to explain the teaching of Zutra and Nimer Rab. There should be Nalik Ravina who holds over the Menachos that even when it's sweet on its own, it's kosher with the Eved Nesachim. Like Tosfos writes over there, it says you should know that the Torah doesn't mention Stam Motek. He just mentioned Yain HaListin, and he explains that that's sweet. In the Pirshu Rashbam Niran is brought Shu Motek B'Chalash Moed. It's sweet and very weak. It doesn't mention that it's Moed. Sounds like also that when it's Motek Machmas Atzmoed, they weren't talking about that at all. So it's not clear exactly this halacha regarding Motek. What's the pshat if it's machmas atzmoi, why it would be kosher? Some of the dirshus number 3, we said it's a problem of hakaveh no lefachasecha when it has a bad smell. Now, if the way of making this wine in the beginning it's a putrid smell, like for example the wine that's made from Muscat grapes, that in the beginning has a bad smell, and then it comes out, it's great smell and taste. The Chubas Old Sin Rice, it's possible to make Kiddush on it because right now it's Meshuvach, right now it's good. Dish number 4, we said if the wine was left out uncovered a little bit, currently in today's times, you don't have to be so makbid. Now it doesn't say how much is a little bit amount of time. The Ketzes of Shulchan Rice that you could bring a Rai from the Leil Seder, that even 3 or 4 hours is considered Shamu Etis for the fact that right after the first Kais, we pour the second cover, and we say the whole Agadah, and it stays uncovered many hours until you finish the saying of Agadah. Shem Zaman holds that you can't bring a raya from there, because the little say that you have to say the Agadah ala Kais. It's different, it's not considered uncovered. Like someone who's saying a long Kiddush for an hour, that would not be considered as uncovered. Dish number 5, wine that was placed in a open vessel, but in a refrigerator or in a cabinet, kavachayim rice, that's not considered uncovered, and that would not become possible through that. That's a bit of Skarelitz, that a closed cabinet, in a way that bugs cannot get there, even if it's uncovered, it's considered like covered. That's what's written in Shabbos Al-Tzin, that its taste is also does not get ruined like that. Now, covering with a paper on a cup, on the kais, Pinchas Nish, is that's considered as a good covering, and that's not considered as dealer as uncovered. Dish number 6, the Ketchila, Rabbi Yashar writes, one should be particular not to leave the wine uncovered even for a moment. And this that he writes over here is only the Evid, and specifically according to what the pastor Shulchan writes, in Eretz Yisrael, there's still snakes that are common, therefore you have to be concerned about the halacha of Gilo of leaving it uncovered. Dish number 7, if the taste or the smell gets turned a little bit, and he wants to remedy this wine by mixing it with wine that's kosher b'kiddush, Rabbi Yashar writes that it doesn't help to dilute it with wine that changed its smell, only through water, because only through water does the wine get a good taste, and not through something else. Now, if he wants to be misakin yain magula uncovered wine through bittel barayv, Chubashi Balimi writes that makom hefse gadol, you can misakin it the wine. And Pinchas Karel says that's logical that bittel barayv would be effective to misakin the yain. Dirshu 10, we said the person could squeeze grapes. And that's, even if it's totally new, you just literally just squeeze the rope for Shabbos. Now that's dafka if after he squeezed the grapes, he sifts out the pits and the peels from the juice. If it doesn't, Rachav holds that it does not have the halacha of yain, like the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yeridim Kuf Chav Gimel regarding a non-Jew touching it to make the wine forbidden. It's not called wine until you remove from it the pits and the peels. There's number 11. Now, even though this wine didn't start fermenting yet, and it's not intoxicating and doesn't make people rejoice, the Gemara in Brachas of Lamahe tells us that we're talking a specific bracha of a wine because it satisfies and rejoices. So Shlomo Zalman explains that since it's fit to become wine to Mesameich after it ferments, so right now, since it's fit to drink, it already has the title of wine right away regarding the bracha and regarding Kiddush. Tshuva Shebel Levi writes that regarding Kiddush, it's kosher also wine that does not rejoice the person since it's a pre-hagafman and has the halach of wine on it, of yayin, and it's only regarding the Nesachim that we say the wine has to be Mesameich. Now, we're going to grape juice, that its nature is that it's not fit to become wine because of the whole process of the way they process it, it prevents from fermentation, etc. So, Chuvash believe holds that it's kosher v'kiddush even like a tchil. And even according to Pshom Zaman, that Kapon has to be roli yayin, he writes over there that since in the first moment that it was made, it's fit to be wine, even though right away then they process it, has a lach of wine, and therefore the bracha is also prepared gofen, since right now it's fit to drink as it was in the beginning. And like this far is written in Shuvas Menas Yitzchak regarding grape juice in our times, that they mix in all the different chemicals that protect it, does not ferment, and cannot turn into wine. Now then, Yashav holds, does not have the loch of yain, since today it cannot become wine. Look over there where he talks about other details regarding this. Now if a person wants to add on water to grape juice that's made without any additives, Chaznesh holds, it's possible to dilute it with water, and that's the opinion of Dayan Weiss, and that's as written in Shuvas El Etzim. And the measurement of mixing grape juice with water, Chaznesh holds, depends upon the situation, that as long as you still have the taste of grape juice, and sometimes it's possible to add on up until half. Chuvash Elitzin writes that you could mix in until it doesn't ruin the taste of the grape juice, as long as there's no chemicals added to make the taste better. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman holds that you shouldn't add on water at all because the taste of grape juice is very weak, and that's the principle of Yashav, that even by strong grape juice should not add water. However, those who have the custom, like the Arizal, to add a little bit of water before Kiddush, so then they could add a few drops only. And they bring over there in his name that even a little bit of water actually one should not add. Now, regarding the grape juice that's sold in stores, Mr. Elitz holds that it's not possible to rely to add on water because could be they already add on water. According to the sheetahs of those who hold that it's possible to add on water to grape juice, Shlomo Zalman writes that the water and the other elements are not bottled to the grape juice, and therefore they're not mitzvah for the shir revis. On the other hand, Rabbi Nisikarel holds that a little bit of water is considered like the grape juice, and it does combine for the shir revis. Now, if you mix wine with grape juice, Rabbi Yashav holds that you can mix even up until the shir of meziga of the yenis of Chazal, which was very strong wine. That means to say, up until three parts grape juice for every part of wine that you have.